This is KUT. For years, talk of affordable housing has dominated discussions at Austin City Hall. As the cost of living continues to climb, Mayor Steve Adler has expressed concerns that the city is on its way to sky-high real estate prices like those in San Francisco. But how much power does the city actually have to influence the housing market? KUT's Saida Hassan reports.
Before we get into the tools that the city can work with, let's take a look at the types of affordable housing in the marketplace. Mandy DeMeo is the executive director of the nonprofit advocacy group Housing Works Austin.
I call it affordable housing with a capital A and affordable housing with a little a.
The affordable with a capital A is legally binding affordable housing. The city gets this in a number of ways. Take Austin's density bonus program, for example. It offers incentives to developers in exchange for affordable housing. Sort of like, hey, we'll let you build a taller building if you add this many units that are below market rate. Housing that's incentivized or funded through city programs is locked into an affordability requirement for a number of years. That means you have to make below a certain income to live there. Then there's this other kind of affordable housing.
Affordable housing with a little a.
This is what's known as market affordable housing. It occurs naturally without city regulation. DeMeo says these tend to be older properties, maybe located farther away from the city center. Residents don't have to meet any income restrictions, but the challenge is that people have to go hunt for it themselves, and it's getting scarcer. There are no big flashing signs that say, hey, look, Austin, affordable housing here. DeMeo says her group is working to develop an app that would create a comprehensive database of affordable units.
It would kind of pull together all of the different resources, and you could input what your specific needs are, whether you need a one-bedroom or a three-bedroom, you know, how many kids you have, what you earn.
By the federal government standards, people should pay no more than 30% of their income for housing expenses. Those who pay more are classified as cost-burdened. In other words, they're paying way too much for housing, and they don't have much left over for other essential expenses. Jonathan Tomko is with the city's Neighborhood Housing and Community Development Office. He says Austin's definition of household affordability is more contextual.
The city of Austin's Imagine Austin Comprehensive Plan, it's a 30-year plan, includes housing costs, transportation, and utilities in that affordable housing definition.
But there are limits to what Austin can do. State law doesn't allow rent control or mandates on affordable units. Still, Austin continues to explore new approaches. On Friday, it released new guidelines for its density bonus program under Code Next. The proposed changes would expand the program to cover three times the land area that it currently does. Saida Hassan, KUT News.